BibleSeedBank.com.
All right, the clock is ticking, certainly on this administration and on the fears that we might have another attack in light of everything that happened now a couple of weeks ago on Christmas Day with that 23-year-old Nigerian, Abdullah Matalib, who was going to blow up the plane. You know the story by now, but the incendiary device did not work, so the plane stayed intact, thank goodness, but it of course, raised a ton of red flags. So we're back to the red flags again here at the start of this hour of America Tonight. Hey, everybody. I hope you're enjoying the new year so far, and let's hope by the end of the year, we're talking about how wonderful and fabulous the year was, how things really turned around, how the economy was that much better, how people in Washington finally got a clue. Sadly, I feel like I'm saying that sarcastically. I do hope that all of us have a great 2010. I wish all of you and your families truly nothing but happiness and great health. Health is the key to so many things, obviously, because you can have all the money in the world, but if you don't have your health, what do you have? Although the way it's rolling downhill rapidly in Washington, I fear for what kind of legislation and what kind of measures could be put in place sometime soon when it comes to health care. But we're not talking about health care red flags right now. We're talking about the ones that have been planted for a very long time, really previously to 9/11. But let's start after 9/11. That's when you could no longer ride up, get a, the car was still moving, you could jump out and catch your plane. Then everything changed, if you remember. And we had the alerts, the orange and the red and high alerts and all that other stuff. And people were confused even as to what it all meant. But luckily, we have not had anything happen in this country. We've had some problems on some of the flights and some scares. But the biggest scare, of course, was the situation in Detroit. But we haven't had any planes blow up, any of that, since what happened in New York and the Pentagon and the field in Shanksville, Pennsylvania. So this is more than a wake-up call, I believe, at this point. And you look at the TSA screening process, and all of us have done it. If you've only flown every once in a while or you've flown a lot, you know exactly what I'm talking about. And we all knew it. I mean, we all knew it as we were getting screened in Los Angeles or Chicago or Philadelphia or Lexington, Kentucky or Iowa, wherever. We all knew that there were problems with the system, there's no doubt, because you'd see, look like some people would just whirl through and then others that had no business really being patted down the way they were being patted down. And I'm just talking about domestically, even a little bit differently internationally. So now all of a sudden, we're not ignoring these red flags anymore. They are weathered and torn up and practically laying down on the ground where they've been planted. But because of Abdullah Matalib, suddenly, oof, we're going to do something about it now. We haven't put enough money toward it. We're all of our budget, big chunks of money, are going toward Afghanistan and previous to that, Iraq. But on our own shores, Homeland Security, we haven't really spent very much money on the actual process of screening the passengers. Why something hasn't happened, I don't know. I'm actually surprised by that, but happy to say that it hasn't happened. It's by the grace of God, honestly, that I believe nothing's happened in the past. I wonder if there were more attempts or more passes to look at getting through the system. So now as a result, here are a couple of things. You've got the no-fly list, because remember, Abdullah Matalib was on a list of 500,000 people, and he did pay cash, he did go one way, it was the one-way deal, he didn't have his weather gear for what would be Detroit temperatures, although you can't really flag someone for that, but the other two things, you could absolutely nail them for that. You know, I wonder if I stepped up to the airport in Dallas and bought a one-way first-class ticket to London or wherever, but they wouldn't question me and I had no baggage. I mean, come on. I guarantee it. It would be me. I'd probably be pulled aside and be questioned. So as a result, the administration is transferring dozens of names from a terror database to more closely what they call monitored watch lists. And this, again, is something that I don't understand why this measure wasn't taken previously, because the lists were there, they just weren't gone over. Oops, yeah, we have those lists, they're sitting on someone's desk, because we couldn't really go through it. Or we have that capability at the airport, but we're too busy, and I guess we could have gone through that system, but we didn't do it. I mean, there's something definitely wrong. If the right people aren't in place, then they need to be gone. If the right systems aren't in place, they should have been changed a long time ago, because the process is definitely off. It doesn't take a rocket scientist to know that. You just take one pass in the system, like I said, anywhere. Pick a place in the United States, and you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. So when you have these politicians saying, like you had Senator Kerry say the other day, how, oh, we're so much safer. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me that we're so much safer? Or maybe you're so much safer. But again, I'm not a senator serving in the United States government. So I don't think the rest of us mere mortals are that much safer. Maybe if you're on a private plane with your own security team, oh, sure. But the rest of us, I guess we've been rolling the dice all this time, that nothing hasn't happened. Does it feel like that to you? 800-259-5791. Now, as a result of this, the flags are flying high in Yemen. And what I mean by that is about maybe a dozen or so former Gitmo terror detainees are rejoining Al-Qaeda in that whole fight. They want to fight in Yemen. Now, by the way, the U.S. Embassy there reopened after that huge threat. So you've got these freed Gitmo inmates who are raring to go. I am in big time. I am ready to do whatever it takes. And how many are we talking about? I mean, we're talking about altogether 100 former inmates of Guantanamo that are there, are planted, and are seeing through different eyes, now have been really charged up over what could have happened in Detroit. So while that attack failed, it didn't fail to get more, let's say, more recruits into the game. Because, yeah, they were already sort of on board, but now, oof, it's like high alert. All right, time to jump into this. And now you wonder, we've got all these other prisoners that will they go back to Yemen? Will they go back to some of these other countries, but particularly Yemen? And what kind of a threat would they pose? So it creates an even more sticky situation for the current administration as to what to do. What did one senator from Virginia have to say about that? We're going to let you know. On the flip side, I happened to catch it on one of the cable shows, I think over the weekend. Don't you hear that in just a minute here on America Tonight.
Our economy is in great distress. The financial dominoes can fall at any time. It's time to stop hoping it doesn't happen and prepare just in case it does. You have auto and home insurance. Why wouldn't you have food insurance? Are you prepared to feed your family long term? Because it might take years to recover. As the adult, it's your responsibility to feed your family, especially during rough times. SurvivalistSeeds.com is offering a package that will give you a 3-acre heirloom vegetable garden anywhere. 50 heirloom varieties, 8,000 vegetable seeds, over 5 pounds of healthy food. Don't be fooled by marketing companies disguised as patriots. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of Don't Tread on Me radio show.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Over Gitmo and the prisoners from Yemen, and then what to do with the situation in Yemen. We're talking about the drones and whatnot. So here were his thoughts. Senator Frank Wolf, a Republican from Virginia, you don't hear him too much, but he was pretty loud and clear over the weekend on one of the cable shows.
We've had no response from the president, no response from the Justice Department, no response from anybody in the administration. Well, I am surprised. I think that Congress has to be involved. This is a very dangerous situation. I have read the case histories of the six men. They are very, very dangerous. They are a direct threat to the United States. And to send them back, it's almost like you're sending recruitment back to Al-Qaeda to come and learn and take their technology and operations to kill us. So it's a mistake to send them back. Also, two were sent back to Somaliland. There's not even a recognized government in Somaliland. So it is a mistake. And I saw today that Senator Dianne Feinstein, the chairman of the Senate Intelligence Committee, has also come out and asked the administration to stop sending any Guantanamo Bay people back to Yemen.
All right, so what do you think? Should they put them on ice, so to speak, at this point? You know, here's the problem. Then there's just going to be this world publicity nightmare that seems to be the big concern, which could rain down on the United States once again as a result of saying, no, we're not going to let them go back. But the problem is, you got to just track the people that are coming from Gitmo, from Yemen, and looking to see that most of them, let's say 99.5%, are back in the trenches fighting the war of Al-Qaeda, whatever the particular target happens to be. And that was clear with the Abdullah Muttalib scene in Detroit, because he flat out is blabbing and talked about two of the guys being from Guantanamo who helped him in sewing the materials he needed in the underwear and whatnot. So it's I mean, it's obvious. You got a firsthand account there, but we've seen this in other cases too. So now you have the U.S. Embassy back online in Yemen. You have the serious terror nonsense that's going on there and what kind of a threat that poses. And then you've got, you know, the Pentagon looking at foreign help to fight al-Qaeda. Because we keep going back to this. Remember, how great is the deficit? Do we even know at this point? We just know it's an incredibly ridiculous, laughable number. It's like we're playing a game of Monopoly that never ends. You know, but the money just keeps pouring, but it's real money. It's not fake money. And the money that we owe, the IOUs have mounted, and, of course, China is dangling that carrot over our head. So when we look at now this latest thing that's happened, and we look at counterterrorism and what do you do and what's the U.S. going to do and how do you battle all these countries, you've got the two war zone areas, particularly Afghanistan, and then you look at Iraq. I mean, where's the do-re-mi? Where are we getting this money? So now we've got this throbbing, growing threat coming out of this other country, Yemen. And so where do we go to battle? Where do we go to get this money? You know, the Pentagon, since 2006, has, what was been the budget? More than $1 billion to train and equip foreign militaries and security forces through one of the programs called Section 1206. Pakistan has actually absorbed more of that money than any other country. But other nations, particularly Yemen, is also on the list of people to receive it. So General Petraeus announced a surprise visit over the weekend to Yemen that if the United States will more than double its counterterrorism funding, $67 million in 2009, to that country. And, of course, they got renewed attention after the attack on the embassy there in 2008, and then this thing in Detroit and the concerns about other targets that could be because of the plotting that's probably going on in Yemen. So you look at this Section 1206 and trying to build regional partners and all this other stuff. Again, where do we come up with the money? Do you know the list of all of the countries, how the breakdown is? Here are the countries that are getting this funding that we're talking about. Pakistan gets $113.5 million. Yemen, I just mentioned that number, $67 million and change. Lebanon, almost $50 million. The Philippines, $23 million. Bahrain, $16.2 million. Kenya, $15.2 million. Oh, I'm not done yet. Ethiopia, $10 million. Tunisia, $8.8 million. Bangladesh, $8.5 million. Nigeria, $1.5 million. Mozambique, Tanzania, and a few other countries you could throw in, neighboring, $8.6 million. So, we're going to have to dip into some other pot, because where are we going to get all this additional money? How are we getting this funding? I mean, Congress, I guess, if I'm right on the numbers, set aside about $350 million for all the countries in 2010 under this Section 1206. And it's the section of the defense budget that deals with this particular program. So they're talking about these new partnerships. And this is putting unbelievable pressure on, and it has to be done, on the United States. But you've got to be able to get to the extremists and figure out where they live and where they're plotting and training, whether it's the Persian Gulf or Europe or wherever it happens to be. I mean, there's no way we could have a second front in Yemen. No way could we do that. Where do we come up with the loot for that? And we can't. There's just absolutely no way. And obviously, there's more concern that even non-Yemenis are training in that country, and the idea is specifically mostly American-centered to train and then try to assimilate and carry out some sort of futuristic plot in the United States. Wow. I mean, that's just flat out beyond scary, I guess, when you actually describe it, that we know that this is the situation. You know, even the lieutenant colonel who's the director of external communications for the Center for Advanced Defense Studies is saying that the U.S. has to work more closely with Saudi Arabia and talking about Yemen, that the increased funding might be able to do some good, but you have to have conditions and benchmarks. Here we go with this great word, benchmarks. Whenever we're talking about this stuff, it always comes up, right? So what are the benchmarks there? Troops? They're not going to do troops. That's not going to happen. So who's going to work with this government? It's got to be counterterrorism experts. Mm. More troubling news, to say the least. I promise during this hour of America Tonight that we will at some point lighten the load, because while these are important, serious, life-threatening things, futuristic things that have me, just like many of you, more than wondering what happens in the near future and what happens down the line. And all of us, it's natural to worry about the people in front of you and then the rest. Of course, preserving our way of life in the United States and the unbelievable freedoms that we enjoy that people don't even, I think, realize and often take for granted. You go somewhere else and you see, I mean somewhere else where you have a communist regime or some sort of a dictatorship or some other form of government that is claustrophobic and has nothing to do with freedoms and liberties, and then you'll really appreciate and understand what we have. And I think foremost, for me, I don't want to see any of us in the United States lose that. But at the same time, it's natural to look at the people around you. For me, family members that live all over the United States. So you worry about targets, you worry about flights. And isn't that an awful thing? It used to be fun to go to the airport to pick up grandma, to pick up your mom, your dad, to pick up your cousins, your nephew, your niece. And now, I mean, I hate to say it, not to be a nut, but you have to breathe a sigh of relief when they get off the plane safely. Stay with us.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com, or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. See your doctor for checkups and call for a free bottle of Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate is a natural supplement that helps your body support prostate health. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including your sleeping habits and intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterols shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. And Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same plant sterols found in one Beta Prostate. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay shipping and handling. To get your free bottle of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201. This offer is for one free bottle per household. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
It's inspiring for many who are affected by the recent downturn of the economy.
I already knew a bit about foraging and edibles, but you take it to a whole new level.
A thousand thanks to you for all that great knowledge. It was empowering.
When I was in the Navy, I went through a couple of quick land survival classes.
Thank you for being an inspiration and for all the work that you do.
I really appreciate the depth and detail of the information.
Thank you so much.
Much love and respect to you from all of us here in the boonies.
Thanks again.
Knowledge is power, and that power brings peace.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at OfTheField.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones, or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org for our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy. We urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid 3 times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
We all love blue suede shoes and boarded the plane. Touched down in the land of Delta Blues, in the middle of the pouring.
Version of that song. Hey everybody, Kate Delaney hanging out with you here on these airwaves, America Tonight. 2010, we're into it already. The first couple of days, it still feels like the first couple of days, and we haven't actually talked about Tiger Woods, so what better time than to roll it out now? There's still more of the speculation about, is he fooling around with somebody, was he drinking vodka, or was he working out at Trump Tower? I mean, now it's, I think, to the point where you are starting to get people that are just making crazy nonsense up, and half of it is definitely not true. But this is true. A shirtless Tiger Woods will be on the cover of the February issue of Vanity Fair. It's kind of a weird picture of him, to be honest. I mean, he looks good from the sense that he's obviously very, very fit. And Buzz Bissinger, who was the author of Friday Night Lights. Sometimes you see him if you're a sports fan on Bob Costas specials and whatnot. And he did this story basically from his point of view as to whether or not Tiger Woods could redeem himself after everything that's happened. Come back to the game of golf, and, you know, you've had sponsors that have obviously, not all of them, but some of them that have bailed. So inside, there are some very unguarded pictures, actually, of Tiger Woods. It's interesting because Annie Leibovitz, the famous photographer, apparently took them at some point. So now they're using them for this article. And this very well-known writer who won a Pulitzer Prize describes, before the scandal, Woods as the perfect man and pitchman for our very imperfect times, a charming non-person. I got to read this line to you. In it, he goes on to say that with Woods, everything was crafted to produce a man of nothing with no interior, non-threatening, non-controversial. But in the end, it was the age-old clash of image versus reality. He deluded himself into thinking he could be something he wasn't, untouchable. And I thought that was a really good line, untouchable. So almost everybody at some point has thrown in their two on Woods. And will he go on to break Jack Nicklaus's record and go down as the greatest golfer of all time? Will people forget all the stuff that happened with the women? Will he stay with his wife? Was she in France? You know, all the stuff. So Britt Hume on Fox suggested here is the way the guy could redeem himself across America. And listen to what he said.
Tiger Woods will recover as a golfer. Whether he can recover as a person, I think, is a very open question. And it's a tragic situation with him. I think he's lost his family. It's not clear to me that whether he'll be able to have a relationship with his children. But the Tiger Woods that emerges once the news value dies out of this scandal, the extent to which he can recover, it seems to me, depends on his faith. He's said to be a Buddhist. I don't think that faith offers the kind of forgiveness and redemption that is offered by the Christian faith. So my message to Tiger would be, Tiger, turn your faith, turn to the Christian faith, and you can make a total recovery and be a great example to the world.
All right. Well, I wonder if that's true. You have seen that other athletes that have done it, and they've done it sincerely, not just to do it, and it has worked, but not to the level of this scandal. So I don't know. I mean, it goes to that whole question of, are we a nation that can forgive, and can he ultimately win back the people who jumped off the Tiger train? I guess I would say I agree with Britt Hume in the sense that he can get back into the golf scene, but where he goes into the future, I'm not sure. I think it depends on how this whole thing plays out. Maybe there is something to that, but I don't think Tiger will do that. I think he'll keep it all inside. I don't see him doing any kind of a tell-all or saying that he's become a Christian, or I can't imagine Woods as the persona that I've seen only a couple of times at some PGA stops. I can't imagine seeing him morph into something else. I don't know, Donovan, what do you think? I mean, you're not at home watching the tube and listening to all the crazy gossip shows about Tiger Woods, but you certainly know who he is, and you know athletically what he's done for golf. And then you know this stuff about the women. Do you think that, you know, given maybe a year, he can just sort of ease into some other role?
I think if he plays his public relations cards right, he probably would be able to. Americans seem to be relatively forgiving of celebrities. Either that or they have kind of a short attention span. If you can just stay out of public view and then kind of ease yourself back up again, people are like, oh, Tiger Woods. I remember Tiger Woods. Wasn't he involved in something? Yeah, well, he's Tiger Woods.
And yeah, that's a good point. I think you're right. It's either Americans are just really forgiving and can eventually just move on, or is it a question of that there's always somebody else? You know, we earlier, in case you missed it, in a previous hour in America Tonight, we threw in the dungeon Governor Blagojevich, and Blago is back on the scene because now he's going to be on the Celebrity Apprentice, Donald Trump's show. And the guy is waiting to be tried on a bunch of charges. And he's like, well, you know, what do you do? I'm in limbo. I'm kind of hanging out. So why shouldn't I be able to do something like this? But it's just, and I didn't even throw him in the dungeon. It was the executives at NBC who are just don't care. They're just desperate for any kind of publicity they can get for this show. And that's what it is, no matter what the person's done, whether or not he, obviously I think he did, where the people of Illinois put their trust in him. And look where that got them, and who knows how deep that goes with the dirty Chicago politics. So the bottom line is, I think that Donovan's right. There are other things that can come along And if he just plays the public relations side of it correctly, that's part of the problem with this whole thing. I almost think it would have been better. And you know, it's like someone said to me today, well, who cares what business is it of ours? It's just shocking and titillating because there's so many women and all the details that you can't even help but just be drawn in by it, or at some point you were drawn in by it, right? And I understand where he's going with that. But the bottom line is there are definitely people in this country that have trouble with it because of, okay, the wife, the kids, the playing up of the image, you know, phony baloney, blah, 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 blah. But I think if his agent, if they had just been a little bit more forward, maybe it's no one's business, but if he had just, imagine you just, I mean, I know the scamarazzi's brutal and they'll just pepper you with questions and there is a difference in the different forms of media, but even if you just come out and say, hey, listen, man, there's no doubt that I something's, I want my family to stay together and I'll get treatment for whatever it is, but I'm human, and this is my personal life, and, you know, I don't want to see this played out in front of everybody. That's just the way I feel, and I made a mistake, or, you know, hey, I beg her for forgiveness, whatever. I mean, there's a million ways you could approach that, but that didn't happen. So is it a question of who cares? It wasn't any of our business anyway, or wouldn't it just be better to come out and make a little statement? Because, after all, people do support Tiger Woods. He sells tickets or at many of the events that he has played in. Ticket sales have soared, which PGA has PGA charities, and a big chunk of money goes to those charities. So he has had a great impact on the game of golf and on charities, and including his own charity. So yes, people do expect certain things from Tiger Woods, especially because that's what they were led to believe, I guess, is the main deal. You know what they say, can't always judge a book by a cover, and that's certainly true in Tiger Woods' case. All right, I said that we would bop around and give you some of the lighter fare. If you are a football fan and you watch the Fiesta Bowl, I did watch the Fiesta Bowl, TCU Horned Frogs, who were undefeated in the spotlight, lost to Boise State. So Boise State was ranked number 6. TCU, if you're playing along, was number 3. And Boise State ended up winning 17-10. There is a wild debate in the sports world about the fairness of the college bowl system, because you don't really have a true, in some cases, you don't really have a true number 1. You could talk about strength of schedule and big-time conferences and powerhouses that play compared to weenier conferences or whatever. But if you just keep score with they were undefeated, so how come they don't have a shot at the national title? Why aren't they in that big game? Then the ultimate sports bar argument opens up about playoffs. And should there be a playoff system in college football, just like in hoops? You have the final 64, and, of course, many people in offices end up betting a dollar or two on it. But the bottom line is there could be an upset. There could be an upset in college hoop, but in football it's about how big the conference is and the schedule, and maybe there is a way to come up with a playoff system. All right, hang through. We got more thrilling things to jump to here on America Tonight.
A revolution in smoking is underway. A revolution all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 harmful chemicals. Now it's time to release yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com is an e-cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no carbon monoxide, and no bad odors. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from four levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy eight flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Log on to PowerVapor.com right now for a special 10% discount and 30-day money-back guarantee. PowerVapor.com, the smoking gun heard round the world.
America is in deep, deep trouble because we don't know our rights. Let's get real freedom back into America by teaching and promoting the Bill of Rights with the 2010 Freedom Calendar. Why? Because our forefathers gave them to us. Because the Freedom Calendar is true patriotism in action. And because if you don't know your rights and use them, you may lose them. The Freedom Calendar is the best educational tool in over 200 years. It shows in detail how to use your rights, how to answer any bureaucrat, how to use your guaranteed rights for true freedom. The Freedom Calendar is the easy way to learn the proper use and function of each of our rights and is perfect for homeschoolers, business promotions, and fundraisers. Order your Freedom Calendar now for just $15, and discounts are available for bulk orders. Call 651-771-5234. Again, 651-771-5234. The Freedom Calendar. Know your rights or lose them. Order now while supplies last. Call 651-771-5234 today.
It's obvious God loves us and has a sense of humor. Why? Because He created peppermint. Hi, this is Dr. Catherine Albrecht for GetMint.com. We all know that mint is fun and delicious, but did you know it's also great for your health? Research shows mint can help soothe a headache or calm an upset stomach. It's antimicrobial and antiviral, so it's perfect for flu season too. You can use it to chase bugs and mice out of your pantry without toxic chemicals, and kids love its great cool taste. GetMint.com offers quality peppermint and spearmint oils made right here in the USA by fourth-generation mint farmer Peppermint Jim. His pure, pungent mint oils are 100% natural, free from harmful chemicals, and very affordable. So improve your health and spice up your life with natural mint products from GetMint.com or call 1-800-345-9068. That's GetMint.com or 1-800-345-9068. And feel the minty freshness.
Her hair is hollow gold, her lips sweet surprise. Her hands are never cold. She's got Betty Davis eyes. She'll turn the music on you. You won't have to think twice. She's pure as New York snow. She got Betty Davis eyes. And she'll tease you, she'll unease you. All the better just to please you. She's precocious, and she knows just what it takes to make a pro blush. She got.
I think that's Kim Carnes, if I'm correct. We go back into the way back when vaults. Kind of love the stuff that Donovan pulls out. Hey, everybody. Hope you're enjoying the first couple days of the new year. Kate, of course, hanging out with you coast to coast and everywhere in between and even elsewhere. Sad story about, often I don't, I guess we have talked about the fact that I have a golden retriever. His name is Mahalo, and he's going to be 11 months old. I didn't grow up with dogs, though, because my brother was allergic, so we didn't have dogs. We had, like, a Siamese cat. The cat was pretty cool, though. It had a dog's personality. I'll explain it. You throw a stick. I'm not kidding. The cat would fetch the stick. So anyway, meandering around, as I do here sometimes on the airways, The greyhound is having some problems. Remember I was telling you about the chihuahuas and the fact that there were so many of them being dumped off in California, tough times in Cali. So there was an incredible amount of chihuahuas that were left when they're trying to find homes for them. Well, now we find the same thing with greyhounds. There are a lot of places where they're looking for somebody to take greyhounds in, and the reason why is because a lot of dog tracks apparently are closing in Wisconsin, Arizona, Massachusetts. So you've got, I guess, seven that went down, two tracks closing in Massachusetts because they outlawed greyhound racing. So now there's a group called the Greyhound Project, and they're worried that there's going to be more dogs than prospective homes. You know, greyhounds are big dogs. I know someone that did adopt a greyhound and said the greyhound had a great personality, but it's a big dog. It might be easy to care for, but do you have the room for that particular dog? I actually think it's interesting that you still have some dog tracks that are thriving, or at least certainly surviving, and then you have others that are closing down, which is now creating this extra problem with dogs. I don't get it. I mean, I understand when suddenly you find yourself in a crunch situation, but I don't get that somebody gets a dog. It's not happening in the case of the greyhound, but the chihuahuas. That somebody gets a dog and they just abandon them on the street. Oof. What does that say about that person's, I guess, level of commitment or personality? Well, in the case of the smaller dogs, because it's gotten so bad on the left coast, they literally have flown a lot of those dogs back east to try to find homes. I mean, that's pretty desperate. We can't find anybody to adopt these abandoned chihuahuas. So our best hope is actually taking them somewhere else, putting them on a plane and flying them to another state. Ridiculously, beyond ridiculously sad. It's like commitment is out. In marriage, it's, what, 50% plus divorce rate. So that whole thing about in sickness and in health, for richer, for poorer, that's thrown out the window in some cases. If everything's great, it's all good. And the same thing with the animals. Well, I've got two dogs and a cat, and now suddenly I'm in trouble, so I'm not going to try to find homes for them. I'm just going to dump them into the street. Mm. Anybody know any places where that's happening, where it's really, really bad? If you do, shoot me an email, americatonight.net, and we'll try to get in touch with some people at some of these rescues and help some folks out, because I hate to see that. You know, I hate to see those dogs being abandoned all over the place. All right, we jump back to some of the other things that are making news besides dog tracks closing in parts of the U.S. and the problem with the chihuahuas in California. As we head into a new year, we still have hanging in the balance what's going to happen to health care. Even though if we ultimately see a bill passed with whatever form it is in, because I think it's going to be challenged constitutionally, the one part of it that I mentioned before about that you have to have health care. And if you don't get health care, you'll be fined. I think that will gunk up the works because it'll get in the courts for a while. But if health care ultimately does some form of it get approved, then it's a question of when is it going to be implemented. And that's not going to happen overnight. I think there's a misconception that, okay, now this bill is signed, it's becoming a law, poof, that's it. Are you kidding? The way things move in this country, it's going to take a handful of years at least before it really kicks in. But that's also the scary part, because how many people will, as they get older, will be stuck paying more for those premiums that they can barely afford, or find themselves without the cost of living increase with Social Security and having to pay for the health bill, because what people for their health care, rather. Because what people forget is a lot of people get supplemental insurance as they need it. It's better coverage to whatever Medicaid, Medicare stuff they have, that's on top of it. They end up getting more. And it all starts to add up after a while in trying to just keep your head above water when you're on that fixed income. It's a whole different ball game versus, ooh, I could grab this, I can grab that. That's why I think if you notice, I've noticed this recently, in my travels, I've seen a lot of older people working. I mean, and even fast food places. And I think, yeah, I wonder if it's, I don't think it's so much out of boredom. I think it's out of necessity that people are having to do that. All right, so in your travels, if you are traveling, rather, let's hope the situation doesn't happen to you like it did in Newark, where they still don't know who the man was that went through that secured area at the, you know, at the airport that caused all that ridiculous chaos, as one hand didn't know what the other was doing, and people were rescreened and, you know, shut down for really the night. And it was at a very busy time after a big holiday where people were trying to get back to wherever they're trying to get back to. And I don't understand the reason for that, because there wasn't any kind of a policy in place, I guess, for one, if somebody were to get through. But also the fact that they didn't come up with whoever it was. You have cameras, you've got cameras on certain areas, and nobody could stop whoever this guy was. Can you imagine if this guy was a terrorist? Can you imagine if he did drop a bag or leave a bag somewhere? And who knows what could have happened at Newark, which, as I said, in New York, one of the three busy airports, certainly in that area. A lot of people from the Midwest and from the West fly into Newark because they get pretty good fares. It's outside of New York as they take them into the part of the city that they want to go into. Scares me to death when I hear stuff like that for the people, again, just trying to come in. Especially like a city like New York, by the way, which is saying tourism is down ridiculously low to low levels. So the last thing you want is to have people traveling who just want to get where they're going, who want to take in whatever it is they're taking in the city. And New York is really usually one of the most visited U.S. cities and has been. It's on that list since the early 90s. And, you know, as I said, with everything you have to deal with flying, that's the last thing on anyone's list, the chaoticness of what Newark turned into. And then, again, the fact that there's no information on this man who caused the airport breach. So here we live in this great country with all this technology, and we can't find him. It grounded flights for 6 hours. That's what happened. He leaves the terminal 20 minutes after he entered the wrong way through a security checkpoint. How does that happen? Does anybody at the TSA have any answers? I didn't hear any good ones, at least during the day. How about you?
This sort of thing has cropped up before, and it has always been due to human error.